This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Black and Latino residents represent a disproportionate number of coronavirus cases in Denver. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
Latinos make up 30% of Denver's population, but they account for 45% of all COVID-19 cases. That's according to data from Denver Public Health, which is tracking who is getting coronavirus by race and ethnicity. Their numbers show Black residents also face disproportionate infection rates. The groups are also hospitalized more than others when they get COVID-19. Experts are not sure why this is the case, but suggest it could be due to employment and living situations. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Today is the first day Coloradans can legally place sports bets, but that kickoff has been muted by the lack of live sports and apps to bet on. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
The physical casinos are closed in Colorado, and many don't appear to have their online betting sites ready. Twin River's website was up and running, but large casinos like Monarch plan to wait till next Friday to launch theirs. The delay shouldn't be a huge issue, though, since there's not much to actually bet on outside of Russian pro table tennis. Though there's the UFC lightweight title fight on May 9th. Last year, Colorado voters approved sports gambling and a tax on it to help fund water projects in the state. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state has awarded Denver $1 million to help build community solar gardens, which are a way to expand access to renewable energy. Those will be at libraries and schools around the city. This is CPR.